So we're going to focus this discussion on two new anti-HER treatments that are suddenly out on the table, and likely are going to be in practice in the near future, pertuzumab and T-DM1. But first, Lita, another text question here relates to adjuvant treatment of HER2-positive disease, and specifically whether anthracyclines like doxorubicin are necessary, particularly in older patients and those with comorbidities where there's more concern about cardiac toxicities. How does this play out where you are, Georgia?
I think that's a great question. You know, it depends. Where I practice, we use a lot of anthracycline-based therapy. Occasionally, we'll use docetaxel-based therapy if patients have significant heart toxicity. However, for older patients or in those patients who have smaller tumors, node negative, we have been trying to use paclitaxel with trastuzumab for 12 weeks, followed by a year of trastuzumab therapy for those small tumors that are node negative. I think we're hoping that at San Antonio in December that we'll hopefully be able to present some more data from our group regarding that regimen.
And I guess there have been like 400 people that I know of who've been treated that way. What do you see globally in the people who get paclitaxel with trastuzumab without an anthracycline as opposed to the whole full deal with ACTH?
I think coping-wise, they cope a lot better because there's a lot less chemotherapy in terms of side effects and toxicity profile. It's much better tolerated. Patients are happier, and they fare well as far as we can see.
So, Lita, what about just giving, an 80, 85-year-old patient, we'll talk a little bit about that later, what about just giving trastuzumab alone without any chemo in the adjuvant setting?
Yeah, so in our institution, we have not really deviated yet from the clinical trial data. So even in the older population, I would agree with Georgia that we would tend to try and use weekly paclitaxel with trastuzumab followed by single agent trastuzumab. In a younger population, we tend to skip the anthracycline, especially if they're node negative, and do docetaxel, carboplatin, and trastuzumab, again, following the clinical trial data.